Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tribal Wisdom Radio, your marriage support network. Tune in for all things love, marriage, and family. We are devoted to love. Here we go.
Here we go, indeed. We are so happy to have all of you back for another hour of Tribal Wisdom. Tonight, you are joining us right now for Health Literacy Month. Welcome to October. Can you believe that the year is already almost done? We are in the fourth quarter of the year, and we've got so many things to discuss. And although people don't necessarily understand what life insurance has to do with health literacy, we are going to get into that tonight. We want to welcome our guest, Aaliyah S. Baker Pugh, who is so many things. She's a friend, she is family, and on top of that, she is the life insurance agent that you want to talk to. She is wife, mother, and licensed insurance agent with a 9-year career in the life insurance industry. So we are here to answer any questions that you have tonight, and we just want to welcome her in right now. Let's just go ahead and say hello. Hello there.
Everyone, thank you for having me.
Oh, listen, it is such a joy to have you and an honor to have you as well. Why don't you tell us who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do?
Well, my name is Aaliyah F. Baker Pugh. I am from Savannah, Georgia. And what I do is help to take dreams. And what I mean by that is advocacy and education for my clients in the insurance industry. I have a passion for it, and it's just one of those things where it's your career, but it's something you love to do on a day-to-day basis. So that's me, and I'm very excited about being a part of your podcast tonight.
Wonderful, wonderful, and we're happy to have you. Okay, so we're going to jump right into the topic. When it comes to life
Definitely.
Insurance,
okay.
When it comes to life insurance, why is it important?
You know, I think it's important for so many reasons, Cynthia, and really, I think it kind of goes back to us remembering that life insurance is truly not about us. It's truly about and for those that we're going to leave behind. And so I know we'll focus on that a lot during our, literacy month, but we want to really just focus on why life insurance is important in each individual's life, because I think for each person, the reason why we have life insurance is different. So I think it depends on the person and the individual family.
Okay. And since we are talking with you tonight, why don't you tell us which type of insurances you handle?
Certainly. With life insurance, you have several types of policies. And for each family, you can choose from a different product line and product base to make sure it fits a budget or a need. So you have policies such as term policies, and I know we've heard those phrases before, but really what that means is you have a policy for a specific period of time. And for most of us, you're looking at maybe a 10-year period of time, a 20-year period of time, a 30-year period, but it really does fit a need for a certain period of time. Whereas you have a more permanent policy, or what we call our traditional whole life policies. And those were, just from years ago when we had the insurance agent that will come up to our doors and talk to us about life insurance. So those policies are still around in a form. They are still permanent policies. Those policies will never go away. And generally, they build what we call cash values or values and dividends. So there are different types of policies. Sometimes you can even purchase hybrid policies where you have a little bit of both. So it really depends on what the needs are. A lot of my clients, I talk with them, and if their need is a short-term need, Cynthia, then we talk more about term insurance. If they want a larger amount of coverage, then we talk more about term insurance. if they're really looking for a final expense, they're healthy, they want to lock in their future insurability, and I'll talk more about what these terms mean later on. Mm-hmm. We will discuss more of the permanent policies, more of the whole life policies, the traditional life policies, those where the premiums remain the same throughout the tenure of the policy. So it's so many different options. It's almost like a McDonald's menu. You can pick and choose whatever works for you.
And I'm sure that that could get very confusing, as well as it is a benefit to be able to pick and choose and tailor
yes.
the insurance for your own personal life, as you said earlier.
Certainly, certainly.
Okay.
And I agree with you. It can get a bit confusing. And I think that's why we have insurance professionals to help guide you through that process. Just as you would have a real estate agent to help guide you through the home purchasing process, because that can be tedious and confusing as well. So
mm-hmm.
this is something that you would want to make sure you have a licensed professional to assist you with.
Nice, nice. We're definitely going to get into all of those different types of policies and bundling them.
Yes.
But since we are talking about life insurance tonight, and you did touch on the purpose, I was going to ask you about the purpose of insurance. And
yes.
one of the first things that you said was it helps to protect dreams. And I think that's a really important point
yes. Yes.
for people to hear. When it comes to life insurance, what type of dreams are you protecting?
You know, and again, this is an individual base. But for me, you know, my husband and I, we have three daughters,
mm-hmm.
10, 7, and almost 3 years old. Now,
mm-hmm.
for me, my dream for them is to make sure that if anything happened to me, I have an obligation to them as their mother to make sure that my income is still there for them. So for me, protecting the dream of my family is making sure that I'm still giving them the income that they're entitled to. So this is what we call income replacement. So that would be a purpose of life insurance. Another purpose would be protecting the dream of, you know, not having to burden a family member with final expenses or the cost of final expense. So giving them the opportunity to really mourn a family member and go through that process without being concerned or worried where the funds will come from to, you know, make sure that their family member is buried properly. That, I think, is also a part of protecting dreams. I mean, a lot of us own our home. Now, if we were to pass away and the income is no longer there, then we want to protect that home ownership dream as well. So you're talking about mortgage payoff. Then again, our children, so college expenses. So there are so many different ways to protect those dreams. You really have to dig in deep and know what's important to you. Each individual is different. I can ask one client, I can say, you know, what is an asset to you? What is your most valuable asset? Every person could have a different answer. So you have to really dig in deep, know what that means to protect your dream. What are your dreams? What means the most to you? And that's what you want to make sure is definitely secured and protected.
Great answer. Great answer. So just, you know, just to go over the gist of it again, we're really protecting education, final expenses,
yes.
covering
yes.
The funeral expenses, the possibility of mortgage, and just to make sure that you have income replacement.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. So if these are the things that you're protecting, how is it that you know how much life insurance to purchase in order to protect these dreams?
Exactly. You know, and this is what happens when an insurance agent sits down with you in a consultation. What you're looking for is someone who's not berating you and telling you what you should purchase. You really want to, I agree with you, Cynthia, sit down. You want to calculate exactly what your needs are. So you're going to look at what we call a life insurance needs analysis. And a lot of companies and carriers, depending on the state and the company that you are with, they will provide these through web-based tools where you can go online and you can calculate what your current debt would be, what it would cost to take care and handle final expense. And then you want to look at what you currently have through work and you're going to subtract, what other insurance policies you may currently have in place. And then you want to subtract your expenses and your debt from what you currently have in place, or if you have savings that you would like to put towards any final expenses or any care when you pass away, you would actually include those figures as well. And this is a good way to determine your needs. Now, one way I definitely love to advise my clients as to determining their need, especially families, is very simple. It's even easier than the first option. What you will do is take your annual salary, okay? So let's say an individual made $60,000 a year, okay? So you would take that annual salary, you would divide it by 0.05. Okay, so whatever your salary may be, you divide that number by 0.05, and that will give you an estimate of how much life insurance coverage you'll need for the duration, or your family would need for the duration. So, for example, that person that would make $60,000 per year, their calculated need would be $1.2 million. Now, I know it's a huge number.
Yes, ma'am.
But it definitely is. But I will say this, you will be surprised at how many policies are out there that are very cost-effective in getting if not that exact number, but very close to it.
Okay. Well, now that you brought that part up, because even though I am certain that I am worth one point whatever million dollars, I will not dispute that with you. I know that I'm worth that and possibly more.
Right.
Let's talk about
you are your most valuable asset.
Exactly. Let's talk about the cost of effectiveness of large sums when it comes to life insurance. When you get something like a $1.5 million life insurance policy, am I going to be spending $1.5 million a year to keep it?
You will not, because just as we discussed earlier, you have so many options, and that's the beauty of it. You can, even within one company, so you're with one company or one carrier, you have so many different ways of going about securing this amount of coverage. Now, a lot of us are employed, okay? So a lot of us have jobs, and some of those jobs offer benefits. So one way to kind of, take away from this huge number is to secure as much coverage or max out the coverage that's available through your work policy. Now, this is great because as you're employed, it almost works as a term policy would. Again, it's that short-term duration policy because, again, we're working for a certain amount of time and it serves a purpose. So we can use that coverage to kind of, knock down that number. So let's say if you are offered $300,000 in coverage through work, you're only paying a minimal amount towards that because, again, your employer is paying a portion as well. Let's keep that in mind. They're paying a portion just as they would with your health insurance. So you can use some of that to cut down the number. So now you still have a huge amount of coverage left. So what you can do then is you can look at maybe a private carrier out, just kind of check the other companies that are out there, check some policies, make sure it's a good fit for you. You can look at, into a term policy. Sometimes you can purchase a 30-year term policy, and you can maybe purchase a larger amount of money for a minimum cost, depending on your age and your health at the time of securing a policy. For example, you can sometimes, depending on your age, you can purchase a term policy, $10, $20, $30, and it can be as little as $50 to $60 a month, just depending on what state you're in and what company you're with. So so many different options, and you're thinking it's a huge cost, but what you can do is just kind of go at it, step by step in policy or coverage by coverage and just kind of knock that amount down.
Well, you know what? Let's just go ahead and put a number on that. Based on what you're saying, I'm hearing that I could possibly pay between $300 and maybe $1,000 for a year.
Somewhat, yes. Sometimes you can. And I will say, because you can look at it, Cynthia, as purchasing term policy. Again, the term is going to be there for a certain amount of time. So the way I advise my clients is sit them down, and normally I look at maybe doing a hybrid, maybe purchase some term. So let's look at purchasing $500,000 in a term policy. Maybe for you and your spouse, that would be somewhere around $100. Again, that just depends on your current health, your age, the company's rate, and the state that you're in. And then we'll look at maybe securing a smaller, more permanent policy, because we do want to make sure we have something in place after our work policies are gone and after that term policy duration is up. So you can definitely look at somewhere around the, depending on, again, your age, your health condition is very important when it comes to underwriting life insurance policies. But you can look at so many different factors, Cynthia, and yes, it could be somewhere in that range. But again, it's so many different variations. You do want to make sure you put something in place that works for you.
Right, right. Well, you know what? Let's talk a little bit about age. You know, it is common that a younger person is less concerned about life insurance because they've got so much going on between college or, you know, even if it's not college, just starting out in life, they're less concerned about life insurance. And I run across this often. And then the moment they fall in love, they get married, and there's a baby on the way, they come running in and say, you know what, I want to take advantage of that policy.
Exactly.
And so on and so on. What would you say, I mean, what is the thought pattern behind securing life insurance before you begin your life journey, especially if you know that that is something that you want? If you know that you want to get married and eventually have children, should you purchase your policy beforehand?
You certainly should, and I'll tell you why. We have to remember we're in a country where there are so many of us with health conditions, Cynthia. Our eating habits are, you know, just outrageous. And there's so many of us that, you know, no matter what the age, have certain health conditions that could possibly, if not, make us pay a larger sum in premium or even make us ineligible for life insurance. So what you will want to do is, and we're going back to guarantee future insurability, and what that means is, and a lot of people do not know this, and this is why you want to secure policies at a young, healthy age, if possible, just as we would start putting money towards our Roth IRAs when we first get out of college and we're ready to work, Cynthia. We do that, so this would be also a good time to look into life insurance. So the reason why is because, one, the insurance premiums are lower because you're healthier and you're younger. You want to try to secure as much as you can, just because the cost is lower. Two, guarantee future insurability. Now, what that means is we want to make sure we're as healthy as possible. So once we secure that policy, if you knew this or not, I'm not sure, but the insurance company cannot look at your medical history after you've secured the policy. So, Cynthia, what I could do at the age of 20, I can secure a life policy, Cynthia, I can be as healthy as can be. That insurance company cannot take my policy away from me. That policy is locked in. If I have a permanent policy, it is locked in. If I've decided to purchase a term policy, remember those have the 10, 20, 30 duration, sometimes 5-year duration. So if I've decided to purchase those types of policies, they will end. But before that policy duration ends or terminates, you can convert normally, and it depends on the insurance company in the state. You want to check with your state, and you want to check with the insurance carrier, but typically you can do what we call a term conversion. You can convert a portion of that term policy into a permanent policy, and we cannot look at your health background, and we cannot re-rate you at that time. Okay, so that is very important.
Good. It really is
very important.
Term conversion is not something that is discussed all the time.
That
you can convert it over into a permanent policy. That is something that's really interesting and very good to know.
Very good to know.
Sure.
So you definitely want to check your state again, check your carrier, depending on what insurance company you do have. But most insurance companies definitely will allow term conversions without, you know, checking any insurability. So that is very important to look into at a young age.
Okay. Now let's get a little bit into some paperwork. When it comes to insurance, you know, you're always going to be filling out some paperwork.
Exactly.
I know that plenty of people always lose it, misplace it. It gets burnt up in a fire. It's gone in a flood. There are so many different things that can happen to it. How should you protect the information that the loved ones who are still here will be able to use and find it in order to make sure everything goes as smoothly as possible?
Okay, this is a great, great question, and I'm glad we're covering this tonight. And, you know, so many of us, we purchased the policy, and we're so excited, Cynthia, that we've gone and we've done this great thing for our family. But again, just like you said, what if there's a house fire? How will your loved ones know where your policy is located? So what you will want to do is, first and foremost, let's designate what we call, or what I call, an MVP. That's your most valuable person. And you want to make sure you notify that person and make them aware of where your policy, the insurance company that has your policy, they should know the policy number. They should have the telephone number to that company so that if anything were to happen, then they'll know where to find it. Now, you can also, if you're comfortable, you can give them your insurance agent's business card.
Mm-hmm.
And just to make sure that they're in contact and they know how to get in contact with this person, with your insurance agent, if something were to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can also maybe give them a copy of it. You know, I always say do your annual checkup. This will be a good time just to reminder and do a refresher and just to make sure they're aware of where the policy is located. But definitely make sure your loved ones know where your policy is located. You do not want the insurance company having to look for your loved ones during that time.
Wonderful. Now, each point that you gave is excellent. The one thing that I would like to know a little bit more about is what would you do if your insurance agency is no longer with the company or, you know, has passed on, whatever it could be. If you're not able to contact your insurance agent, what would be the contingency other than, you know, possibly keeping the insurance policy in a safe deposit box, possibly giving it to your lawyer? I don't know. What would you do
yes,
in that case?
You know, those are all great options. I agree with you. And, again, I want to clarify. I want to go back because this MVP that we've designated, Cynthia, we're going to talk about something, and it's the B word. It's a beneficiary. Okay?
Oh, please, yes.
So,
let's get into that.
Okay, so we have to get into that because this MVP has to be a beneficiary on this policy. An insurance company, as we all know, will not disclose your information or will not speak with anyone unless you have designated them to do so. So we want to make sure that, you know, if they're an owner of the policy or if they have rights to communicate on behalf of you, you want to make sure that's in place. So this MVP needs to definitely be a beneficiary or an owner of the policy. Okay, so now here we go. If something were to happen and you are not able, that insurance company is maybe no longer in existence or, you know, you're not able to get a hold of the actual paper copy. Another way, you know, we're all into electronics now, you know, so definitely you can use a digital trail. You can definitely maybe email that document to them or keep a file. Just something, a cover sheet or something that has a policy number. But there are so many different ways to get that information to your family member and make sure they know where it is located without it being a physical policy. You know, when you purchase a life insurance policy, they hand you this big chunk of paperwork and, you know, where am I going to put this in my house, and it's taking up space. So there are so many different ways that we can make sure our loved ones have access to these documents and they know where they're located. But a good option would be electronically.
Excellent. Excellent. I love that point. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and continue this discussion on important reasons why you should have life insurance and how you should handle your life insurance policies when we come back just after these messages.
Wonderful.
Bridal Tribe Digital Magazine is devoted to love. If you're getting married, Bridal Tribe offers a wealth of fresh, fun, and timely information, from wedding hair, makeup, and style tips to cakes, gowns, and more. We've got stunning photography, engaging editorials, and unique wedding tips just for you. Whether you are on the computer or on the go, subscribe and download your digital copy today on BridalTribe.com.
Okay, we are back, and if you're just joining us, we are speaking with Aaliyah S. Baker-Pugh about the importance of life insurance. She has just given us some wonderful tips on handling our policies, the different types of policies, from term life to whole life to even hybrid policies. We talked about the reasons why, which we will cover probably on the website in our show notes, as well as in the event. We will talk about this just a little bit. We left off with ways and reasons why someone has to know about where your policy is and your policy information. That being, your agent may not be with the company anymore.
Right.
The company may have shut down and merged with another company, just different reasons. But the last tip that she left off with, which was excellent, is to be sure to leave a digital trail, since we are in a digital age. Let's get into more about beneficiaries, because you and I both have a little experience. Well, you have a lot of experience. I have a little experience in dealing with beneficiaries and even non-beneficiaries when it comes to the loss of a loved one. What are some of the things that the life insurance company is going to need when there is a loss in the family? What pieces of information should we be aware of?
This is what you're going to want to know, Cynthia. You are going to want to know when you go in for your appointment to sit down to secure your policy, or each year when you go in to sit down with that agent to do your diagnostic checkup and your review, you want to make sure you have your beneficiary's full name. And let's clarify. Let's make sure that they're aware this can be one person. This can be two people. This can be multiples of people. You can have a primary beneficiary. You can have a secondary beneficiary. You can have many options depending on your state and your carrier. So check with your insurance company. But you want to make sure you know who that person is or who you have in mind to. This person will be given your benefits, your death benefits. So a beneficiary is someone that you are designating to receive your death benefit. Okay, so that's very important. So they're going to get the bulk, if not all, or even a percentage, depending on who's listed, of your death benefit. So make sure you know who that person is and you trust that person. You're going to, about that person, you're going to want to know their full name. You want to know their name. Exactly as it appears, I would say maybe on their license. You want to make it as easy as possible for your insurance company to communicate with your beneficiary. Sometimes insurance companies will ask for the Social Security number of your beneficiary, so that may also be some good information to have on hand. An address or a city and state is always good. Telephone number, they will want to be in contact with your beneficiary. If you have a good and trustworthy agent, it would also be great if you can go ahead and maybe make a connection with your beneficiary and that agent so they know who each other are. Because if that time comes when you pass away, that person is going to be in a very vulnerable position, Cynthia, and it always is of a great benefit for them to feel comfortable at that time, so it would never hurt, if at all possible, for them maybe to speak over the phone or in person. But you really want to know, and again, name, telephone number, possibly, if possible, Social Security number, and address, very important pieces.
Okay. Now let's get to the other side of it, because that's the important information that we have to give to the insurance company and fill out on the paperwork. But upon a loss, what information does the beneficiary have to bring to the insurance company?
Typically, the beneficiary can, and I've seen this before, Cynthia, during a loss, and it depends really on that company. You want to research your carrier. You want to ask your individual insurance agent how the loss will be paid out. But I've definitely seen carriers accept maybe a license or in person, someone to check. An agent may check and make sure this person is who they say they are. They may even ask for two pieces of identification. But you want to, again, a relationship would be good, right, at this time. So, you know, if that relationship is already in place with the insurance company, that may be, you know, beneficial, where it's already in place and they know who that person is. They may have that documentation on file. But, you know, it just kind of would make that process easier for
right.
the beneficiary. You know, this is what we want to do. We want to make it easy, make this transition easy for them. So prompt them, if you cannot get them to communicate or maybe have your beneficiary meet with the agent, tell them what to expect. Ask your agent what that process will look like, then communicate with the beneficiary so they know what to expect during that time.
Excellent, because I do know that is something that I tell friends of mine to speak
right.
with an agent so that they know what the process looks like. I think that that's an excellent, mm-hmm. excellent point. And, you know, I also let people know, so, you know, expect to give them a death certificate. That's something that's going to be required because they're going to need proof.
Definitely, yes.
Insured is actually deceased.
They will ask for a death certificate. And a lot of times, depending on the carrier, sometimes they can present, you know, some other benefit. So it really just depends on the carrier. You want to check before, you know, just depending on when that certificate is available, but you want to just check with the carrier and ask what is expected of you during that time, of your beneficiary during that time. But, yes, like you said, death certificate, would be necessary, as well as definitely some identification. So you want to make sure they're prepared.
Okay. Now you touched on primary and secondary beneficiaries. Let's just touch a little bit on underage beneficiaries. What happens? Because, you know, a lot of people, they will make their primary beneficiary either their spouse or their mom. But if there are children involved, the children will be the secondary beneficiary, and the insured might pass away before the children are of age. How do they handle that? How does that normally get handled?
And, again, it really is dependent on the state that you're located in, because each state has different guardianship guidelines, or rules and regulations when it comes to this matter. Some states will allow for a guardianship, so mm-hmm. a guardian to be designated. When the policy is secured, they will ask for a guardian over the minor child in that name and that information, so know who that person will be that will take care of your children if you are not here. And that would be the person that will act as a guardian. So you would want to definitely check with the state you're in, because it is dependent on the state and what their guidelines are as to how the insurance company will handle this.
Wonderful. Now, I think this might be our last question of the night. You never know, because, you know, I tend to just jump in with different things. Let's talk about diagnostics, I believe you called it, because, you know, there are different life events that happen, and we should be checking our paperwork at different stages of life. So if you purchase the insurance policy, let's say, you know, before you're married, and then you get married, and then you have children, and then you have more children, and then, you know, and then you have to pay for college, and you're buying a house, and you buy a car, there's all of these basic life events that happen in the course of, you know, 30, 40, 50 years. How often should you be checking your paperwork and checking with your agent to see what possible changes will be needed?
As much as possible. I think, Cynthia, some people have their cards checked more than they do their life policies.
I agree.
We have to check our policies. We have to build a relationship with our agents. I mean, this is the most, if we're seeing we are our most valuable possession, then we really need to make sure everything is in place and it is planned accordingly. So, again, you touched on so many of those life events. I'm not sure if I need to, but just to make sure we're aware, you want to do a diagnostic checkup with your agent every year, okay? We want to do this every year. And the reason why, as we do our taxes, we know things change. When we do our taxes, we know they have life events, and we know things change throughout the year. We buy vehicles. We buy homes. We have children. We adopt children. We get married. We get divorced. Things happen throughout that year. These are life events in which you want to have that paperwork checked. You want to make sure you want to do what I call the BCM. Beneficiaries are up to date. Can you imagine if your spouse who you're divorcing is still on your life policy as a beneficiary? Because guess what? The beneficiary on that life policy trumps all. So what is on that life policy is what's going to stay no matter what your will says. So make sure your beneficiaries are up to date. C is coverage amount. Make sure it's adequate. If you purchase a home in 2014, of course your annual insurance checkup is going to be different in 2015 because we want to account for that. We want to account for, here where I live in Georgia, we want to account for our $250,000. You know, you never know, just depending on the state. So know how much it would cost to pay off your mortgage. You want to know these things. All right, so then your children, you want to account for what it would cost to make sure that your child's education is paid for. So if you have a child, you want to put something in place. Now, that also brings me to another point. And I know we said we were going to talk about one additional topic, but let's talk about children. Because
let's
a lot in my tenure.
let's
go
do
through
it.
This. Because I hear this a lot, and I want to make sure we're clear on what it means to have a policy for a child.
Yes.
What it means to have a policy for a child, because I said life insurance is not for us, right? It's for the people that we leave behind. It's the same thing for a child, okay? So there are two ways to look at this. For a child's policy, you can look at it through purely just the death benefit side of it. And if you do, think of it as this. I have a 10-year-old daughter, a 7-year-old daughter, and almost a 3-year-old daughter. If one of my children were to pass away, Cynthia, I would not be able to provide income for maybe a substantial period of time. Why? Because I will be planning. I will be mourning. I will be planning a funeral.
Yes.
I will be going through that difficult time.
Yes.
You have to think about these things. Life goes on without, depending on, you know, what's going on in our life. Our bills are still due. Our mortgages are still due. Our vehicles are still, you know, everything still happens around us regardless of what our situation is internally. We have to plan for those things. So you want to secure a policy. It's only for just thinking about funeral expenses, but also to cover the cost of your home expenses if you are not able to provide for your family during that time. So that's something you have to think about. Okay, and it's true. We see it all the time. It happens all the time. And I, it just, you know, it's one of those things as an advocate, and I want to make sure that I'm doing the best for my clients. One of those things that, you know, you always hear about these stories. And you want to make sure that those families are taken care of because that is a very vulnerable time. So this will be a time where you will want to plan ahead. Go ahead and secure something. Again, it will be beneficial to secure something as young as possible because of my second reason. Okay, we have policies for all three of our daughters, but I looked at it differently. I looked at it in a different way. So, again, I said death benefit could be one option. The other way I looked at their policies was for guaranteed future insurability. So here we go again, right? We're going back full circle to that. So what I did for my children, believe it or not, I gave them a gift. I gave them the gift to lock in their health when they were born. That's the healthiest we're ever going to be, Cynthia, depending, right? Depending on the situation.
Yes,
I don't think we're going to get any healthier. Depending now, some circumstances are different. You know, if a child is born ill, but if you do have a child and your child, there are no health conditions, secure a policy. And it's okay. It's okay. Do a small $25,000 policy. That's fine because you're locking in their health. Now, Cynthia, we talked about all those different types of policies earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of you may not know, there are several types of permanent whole life policies, okay? So you can actually go in deeper. You can actually secure for your child, you can secure a permanent, but you can go in a little deeper. You can secure a permanent policy that you will only pay for 10 years, and that policy will be there for the rest of their life. Now, what kind of gift is that?
That's
I think
wonderful.
That is so much better than an Xbox. I think it is so much more beneficial to anything else. It's such an awesome gift to give a child because not only are you locking in their future insurability, you will only have to pay on that policy for 10 years. They will not have to pay a dime for that policy. It would be their policy for the remainder of their life. And that policy will accumulate cash values. It will accumulate dividends. So definitely check your state and check your carrier for these types of policies. I love them. Because it really is truly a gift to hand over to your child or when they're a young adult and they graduate from college and they're doing well, maybe they're starting a family, and for them to know that you thought enough of them early on in their life to make sure that they would not be burdened with trying to secure a policy for themselves later in life. So it's just so many different ways to use life insurance. And there's so many benefits, but it's really beneficial when you can give that gift to your children. It truly is.
Girl, you're going to make me move down to Savannah and find me some policies. Talking about all of these benefits and everything, I'm like, shoot, let me move. Make sure Leah's taking care of me.
We need another hour to go through all the benefits because there's so much we haven't touched on. But you will be surprised. Definitely check with your agent. You know, we're your advocate. If you have an agent you trust, check with them. You just never know how an insurance policy can help benefit you. You know, a lot of people use life insurance, Cynthia, for estate planning. They use life insurance for, you know, to help with taxation. You know, think about it. If you want to leave a legacy to someone and not have that legacy taxed, the way to do that would be life insurance.
Love
it.
Love it.
So, you know, I really don't know what else to say, but we have to stop being afraid of the word life insurance. Even though no matter how I spend it, I can say it's mortgage payoff, I can say it's college expense, I can say, oh, this is a new car purchase policy, I can say this is a final expense policy. No matter how I make it sound or sugarcoat it, it's life insurance. We have to stop being afraid of it, embrace it. It's here for us for a purpose, it's here for our family for a reason. And I mean, it's just truly a gift for your family members to know that you thought enough of them that during that time of mourning, they will not have to worry about, you know, trying to take care of, you know, what you've left behind. So definitely embrace life insurance.
Well, you know what? There is really no more that we can say past that. You have really tied this thing up very well. And because you did say, and I actually agree with you, that we need another hour to do this, I'm going to invite you to come back on the show.
I would love to.
Another time to discuss this. Goody, goody. And, you know, so we can figure out how I can, you know, have double residency somewhere in New York as well as in Savannah.
You are more than welcome. And so, everyone, please, if you have questions for me, please definitely let us know. We'll be happy to do another hour for you just so your questions are answered. But, yes, definitely embrace life insurance. And, Cynthia, thank you so much for the opportunity. It's been exciting. Life insurance is exciting. So I am definitely thrilled. So thank you so much.
You are welcome. You are welcome. But let's, you know, if we can, I don't know if you just have, and if you don't have it, I'm just going to encourage you to create your own life insurance page on Facebook, where even if it's not with a specific company, but just someone that people can come to and ask questions and talk to about these things. I hope that there is a way that we can contact you.
Certainly, yes. Right now, if you would like to speak with myself, you can actually send me an email, and you may reach me at abaker2@amfam.com, and that is abaker2@amfam.com.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm definitely going to have you post that into the event because I'm going to be posting up some
Certainly.
Of the tips that you shared. I'm not going to post everything because I'm going to want people to listen to the show. And
okay.
I will post the show notes up on the website within the next couple of weeks. But definitely post your information into the event after, you know, we put up your tips so that if people do have questions for you, they can contact you. Now, are you only managing individuals in Savannah, or is it the southern region? Is there a region that you take care of?
As an agent, you're licensed in specific states. My state is Georgia. So
okay.
if you do have Georgia specific answers, you know, very specific answers, I can definitely assist you with those. If you have general life insurance questions, as we discussed tonight, I can also assist you with them, but then I would have to refer you to your state or an agent in your state.
All right. All right now. All right. So, again, we want to thank you, Ms. Baker-Pugh.
Thank you.
Being on Tribal Wisdom and dropping all of that knowledge about life insurance policy. I'm excited. Now I have to go check my own, of course, to make sure.
Definitely do so. Definitely.
Yes. Yes. And we will have you back on again. I don't know when, but we will have you back on again. We want to thank all of our listeners for being a part of the show. We hope that you have absorbed and soaked up and really listened to the information that was given out tonight. And of course, again, if you want to contact either one of us, if you need to contact me in order to put you in contact with Ms. Baker-Pugh, we will do that. Until next week, where we'll still be talking more about health literacy, we will be talking with Ms. Jeannie Ricks about stress management, which is important to make sure that, you know, we won't have to use those life insurance policies so quickly. But we will see you again, or speak with you again next week. We love you. We'll talk with you soon.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Tribal Wisdom. Stop by bridaltribe.com and